You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast. I'm John Rabin, and this is episode 52, which means 52 episodes, one a week, 52 weeks. It's a full year. Hooray. Here we are. That's pretty cool. Normally, when I do podcast episodes, I have some kind of a layout, something I want to talk about. And then I either follow that or say, fuck it, and go with something else because... Something else takes precedent. And today is different because I don't have... I had an idea I almost did. But I am in a fucking mood. I'm in my head. I got a lot going on today. And it's not really a lot. It's just a lot at once, which means it's more than one thing. It's really... Like if I wrote it out, in fact, that's what I should have done. I should write down, okay, what's all going on? Write it down. And then it'd be like three lines. I'm like, see, three things are happening, but it's just, I don't know, you, the sobriety that I experience means that my brain is working overtime. All the time, sometimes, and there's no escape from it. In it, other than you know, caffeine and vaping, which I am doing. Ah, thank you, nicotine. Now I could count on you for the remainder of life. No, it's just there's this episode may be about nothing. So, you've been warned that I'm probably going to spend this episode talking my way out of my brain. So, let's do that. All right. So, and it's stuff that I'm not going to, it's details that I don't want to get into because it's private stuff and it doesn't involve just me. If it was just me, I would tell you all about it. But it has to do with other people, and so it's not anything that's dire and life threatening. It's just things I got to do and think about, and you start thinking about life. You start thinking about your life. I don't know. It's sometimes when I get really stressed out about even meaningless chores or just a bunch of things. You know, I get stressed out whenever I set an expectation that something's going to go this way. And then when that expectation is not met because life is random, I get irritated and stressed. So, and it helps to remind myself that, you know, that it's just that my thoughts aren't real, which I've said several times, I know. And I think it's a good thing to remember that your thoughts are not real. They are, however, a pain in the ass. And even with the awareness that those thoughts are not real doesn't make it go away. But maybe it helps a little bit to kind of subside. Maybe talking through it, I might calm down. But yeah, knowing that my thoughts are not real. So the thoughts that coming through my head about just being tired of having to do things. I think people can relate to that. I'm tired of doing shit. And I know how I am. Now, a lot of people are not like this, which is too bad, because it's very helpful to me, because like I get stressed or I get angry. When I do get stressed or angry, it's temporary. I can actually be angry so long, I only have a limited number amount of energy towards anger, I think, or being annoyed. Like it can only go for so long, and then I get bored with it, and then I just stop, and I'm like, all right. That's why I don't have any like really long-term grudges against people. You know, I don't have a nemesis. I wish I had a nemesis, man. I think the best thing anybody could do is to get a nemesis in which you can direct all your anger and hate towards, and then that way you can be nice to and let everything go for everybody else and just do the one. I have no scientific evidence to back up that this is healthy, but it sounds like hating one person and being nice to everybody else would, I don't know. I think it's got to be better than just being, than just going, hey, fuck you to everyone. It just seems like if you focus all your anger and hate on one person, everybody else gets a pass. I don't know. It seems like that would work, right? but I don't. I don't have the energy. I don't have the energy to hate one person. Just realizing that whenever I get panicked or stressed, it's just temporary. That this is, because I don't, do you ever get that fear that, you know, when you're freaking out, let's say you're depressed, you're stressed out, do you ever get that fear where you're sitting there going, is this the way it's going to be? This is it forever. Like that's what I remember about whenever I used to, whenever I would try to smoke weed. See, I never did smoke weed, but when I did, I didn't like my weed high, and because it made me acutely aware of all my failures in life at once, and paranoid that I was, you know, that I was living a wasted life. So that's not fun. So I didn't smoke weed very often. But anytime I did, there was always the fear right in the middle of it that where you went, am I going to be like this forever? Like you just didn't think that it would ever go away. And of course it did. And the paranoia finally subsided. And you're like, oh, that's right. I don't like smoking pot. So that's why I never really did that. Of course, I tell people that I don't smoke, you know, and I don't smoke weed now. You know, I'm not a weed maintenance sobriety. Because I tried that like early on, but it made me just want to do heroin. To be fair, everything makes me want to do heroin at the time. So it's not necessarily marijuana's fault. It's a gateway drug if you're already an addict. The commercials don't tell you that. But yeah. So it usually happens. So what was happening earlier, like right before I hit record to start the podcast, I mean, it was just in my head thinking about stuff. And then you start thinking about what you have to do tomorrow, what you may have to do later. And it's just ridiculous thoughts. I was just having a ridiculous, like, oh God. And then tomorrow I got to go to work and it might be hard. I got to eat later. Oh, I got to do the dishes. Like things, it's fine. It's just life shit. It's not, yeah, you're going to have to do things, but it's like when you start thinking about everything, it's like, what am I doing? You know, what is this? what is this life that I ended up? You just kind of sit there and you start overanalyzing it. And it's just unhealthy because it's not, because you're overthinking bullshit. Yeah. Yeah, you're going to go to fucking work, John. Yeah, you may want to wash dishes at some point. Yeah, you're going to have to get something to eat. You need to eat so you don't die. Make sure you drink some water, by the way. It's 100 fucking degrees outside. It's ridiculous when you find... It's funny, though, to me, when I just kind of step back and go, really, what's your problem? My problem is that you don't have the... You don't have the drug. You don't have the booze. You can just, just shh the brain, which, it seems effective. And then it's ultimately detrimental to your health. Mm. Or in my case, you do too much of it and that other John comes out. And that guy doesn't need to come out again. He's had enough. He keeps trying to say hi. Hey, you gonna let me out? No? No? You had your decade, son. It's like, it's a new era. But taking a step back and just kind of realizing it's just ridiculous. Just overthinking things and just kind of stressed out and just going, what the fuck am I going to do? That's the big one. What am I going to do with the remainder of time that I have, even though I don't know how long it is? Not that it matters, because if it ends, I'm not going to know. It's fine. It's, you know, the idea that, you know, I live forever is, yeah, because you exist until you don't, and then you know, but just the idea to overthink, to take everything on at once is a lot. You start thinking about everything at once. That one day at a time cliche is correct, though. It's just, you know, you can plan, you know, make plans when you're not crazy. But in your crazy moments, just take a step back and just deal with what's right in front of you. It's that whole thing of putting yourself through more hell than you're actually going to experience because of your fear or anxiety about what you may or may not have to do. We're not even there yet. So it's like, oh, what if this happens? I'm not even there yet. So why are you running scenarios of things that are not happening? Because that's what our brains like to do. So it's nice to kind of sit there and just kind of take a step back and think it through and just realize that you're being ridiculous and that just because you think something doesn't make it so. And I know everybody goes through things. I can see it. You know, I can see it on Instagram. I can see you're going through shit on your Instagram account. If I follow you, I can tell when you're dealing with stuff. It's like when you see people on Facebook. Oh, bless them. People on Facebook, when they really go overboard with how much they love their wife. Oh, I love my wife. Ooh, what's going on? Everything all right at home? What did you do? She's the best. What did you do, man? What are you overcompensating for? We love to overcompensate. And, sometimes somebody posts how much of a badass they are, you're like, oh, man, somebody's having self-esteem issues and they don't feel like they're a badass. And that's why they're saying they're a badass. It's just, you know, overcompensation. It's better when there wasn't social media and we didn't have to see it. I didn't have to feel bad for people and go, oh, come on, you can do it. Less is more. Come on. Maybe not so many selfies. You're fine. Don't Get out of your head. But at least I don't have the selfie problem. If I do start having a selfie problem, by the way, anybody listening to this, if you follow me on Instagram and we're friends and I start getting really into the selfies, come check on me and tell me to stop. Just, they're like, just sit me, just go, hey, you okay? Yeah. Are you sure? Yeah. Okay. Then stop with the fucking selfies. You're in your 40s and you're a dude. Knock it off. You know, one thing that I've been thinking about, I have to figure out a goal in my comedy. Got to figure out what I want to aim for next, because I recorded my album, released it last year. I've got this podcast. I'm going to keep doing the podcast. Which, by the way, I don't know why. I don't know if it's because you guys that listen to me every week, you feel like there's a relationship building. God, I hope so. I hope it's, I hope you're enjoying it. But, I mean, consistently every week, you know, listenership, I guess, goes up a little bit. And it's about the same number, just slowly increasing every week. And it's higher than I thought it would ever be when I started it. I was just, I'm just going to fucking do this. I don't care. This is not validation. I'm just going to do it. This is always something that I wanted to do. So this is going to, this is going to continue. I'm going to keep doing this. I'm an artist, man. I do it for the art. I keep doing stand-up because certainly not for the money. You know, I do mics. I do shows. I'm in a city where you can do shows, as long as you don't mind little to no money. But there are people that go, so you can always do comedy in front of people. I did a show at Mohawk in the summer on a Monday, and it just—I mean, it was dead out. There was nobody out downtown. And the Mohawk is not a comedy venue. They have bands playing there. But we had a comedy show. And you know what? There were 11, 12 people that showed up. And they were a great audience. And it was probably one of the best sets I've had in weeks, not months. Because it was just a connection and a flow. And I just got to... I didn't do my act. I just talked to them about my bullshit that... the act kind of fit in there, and it just kind of worked. I just went, and it sucked because I only had a certain, because I had to get off stage because there was another person going up. So like, that night I could have gone for at least 30 minutes. I could have gone for an hour. I could have just gone and talk to them because they were great, and it was a good connection. And that's why I keep doing it. It's the taking the observation, writing it down, developing it, pining over it while I go to work, washing dishes and sitting there and thinking about it over and over in my head, seeing if the audience in my head really likes the bit, rewriting it because the audience in my head was like, boo! The audience in my head's kind of dicks. But and then you just work on it and then, take it to an open mic and it goes meh. So you rewrite it. So you take it to another open mic and it goes meh. So you kind of rewrite it, or maybe you keep it. Maybe, was it me, or was it that the audience sucked? The audience was just comics. Maybe that's why, you try another open mic and you're like, aha, there it is. You keep it. You sandwich the new joke in the middle of tried and true bits. You go to a show. The new bit does better than the old bits that were supposed to do better. And now you're going, what the fuck? What was wrong with the old bits? That's gold, Jerry. So, you you don't know what to do, but you keep doing it. I'm an artist, and I like it. But the goal, yeah, there was a goal I had to think of. I don't know. It's like, do you do aim for a special? No, I think I don't know. Maybe the goal's to do another album, but like because it feels like you missed. It's like the Netflix special was like the latest thing for a few years for comics. So I was like, oh, that's what you need. But then just a wave of shit on Netflix. There's just like, it's like you can't even discern between quality and it's just, I had $5,000. Like, you can't tell which, you know, who deserves a special, you know, and because it's affordable, anybody can do an album. Anybody can do a special if you've got enough cash. You listening to this, if you've got the money and the connections, you could record something and sell it online. It doesn't have to be good. You can just do that. That's great/bad. I know. Accessibility, but then it's getting people to pay attention. Will you get an audience there? I don't know. So I don't know what the future holds in the career. I was talking to a comedian friend of mine, and he felt he felt kind of he was treading stale, like it was stagnant. That's what it felt, because he didn't feel like he was doing anything. Like, there wasn't a goal to aim for in this city, which is why people moved to New York and they moved to LA, to make it or to, change it. But I mean, it's just about developing your act. It's just about getting better. You know? You feel like you're treading water, but you just fight through it. You just keep writing jokes. You just got to keep going forward. And I mean, in that life, though, you feel stagnant. You just got to keep going. Don't get too comfortable. That's the whole idea about writing bits and trying to get better. You know, your career is just a perception, really. But you keep pushing yourself. I think that's the idea, is instead of just treading water, you push yourself to do things. Don't get too comfortable, because you get too comfortable and then you don't grow. I guess that's really it. Well, we'll see. I have not picked a new goal, but I am trying to write new jokes. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm going to keep doing my art, but I don't know what else to do. Oh, hey guys, wow, I can't believe how much better I feel already. This episode was just for me. Let me just say that. It may have been about nothing, but this was just mine. Thanks for coming along for the ride. But I think that's the whole deal. I forget that when you see somebody post a big long rant or something on social media, it's usually just for them. It's, they got to get this off this chest, and then it inflames, people and comments and all that other stuff, and chain reaction, blah, blah, blah. But initially, it's somebody trying to get something out of their head, because it's going to make them feel better and make it feel like they did something. And I forget that's a thing. But that's kind of what this was. I just needed to just let it out. And therapy. A little bit. But not really. This is not, you are not my therapist. You're just an audience to listen to me just go, just blah my way through it. But it worked. I already feel a little wound down. That's good. Thoughts weren't real. They weren't. They were very temporary. The feeling was temporary, and it's gone because I was able to talk it out and let you know what was going on in my head, and then just kind of analyze it and ramble. You let me ramble, and I already feel better. And I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me do this bullshit. Also, is drinking a second cup of coffee. Afternoon. I don't normally have afternoon coffee, but I was having coffee while I was doing that, and I think that's why there's way more cursing in this episode than normal. I think I said fuck a lot, and I appreciate you letting me do that and experiencing it with me, with my potty mouth. Guys, this has been episode 52, huh? A year! I've done this for a year! Thank you so much for supporting me. Tell all your friends. Don't tell all your friends. Tell the friends that'll get it. This is the Yes, I've Been Sober podcast, and I'm John Rabin. We'll see you guys next week for year two. Later. Right.